In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Dale and Rhonda, gathered family and friends of our dearly departed brother Rick, grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. When I became pastor here at Trinity just a little over 4 years ago, Rick was one of the first men in the congregation that I got to know pretty well. I was visiting Rick a bit more than some of the other members because Doris, his dear wife of almost 60 years, was on my list of shut-ins in those days. We would gather in the little sunroom on the side of the house, call upon God's name, confess our sins, receive absolution, hear the word of God, sing his praises, and eat and drink the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins. Over the course of those visits, I observed how Rick took such good care of Doris. He made sure that she was always comfortable. He helped me to understand the challenges that faced her and her health, and she made sure that she received what Jesus came to give. It was in this way that I could see how much God loved the wife that Rick loved the wife that God had given to him. Rick was not without other hardships, though. Just in the time I've known him, his house caught fire. Doris fell asleep in Jesus, and his multiple myeloma renewed its battle against his body. This, of course, caused all kinds of physical struggles that he had an amazing ability to commend into the Lord's hand. In my mind, this was one of the most striking things about Rick. No matter what, nothing would shake his confidence in Jesus. A few moments ago, we heard his confirmation verse. Again, 1 John 2:15, which says this: "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." When I looked this up in the old record book, I had to smile a bit when I saw this because I thought this was perfect. It fit Rick to a T. Now, I don't want you to mistake the apostle here. He isn't saying that Christians should totally set aside their affections for everything in the world and become austere monks living in caves away from everything. But this verse is in line with what Jesus says in other places when he spoke about what was required of a disciple of Jesus. For instance, in Luke chapter 14, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Now, if you didn't pick it up from there, Jesus loved to use hyperbole to make a point. He loved to exaggerate, but to make a theological point. He was trying to say what was needed, what was necessary to be a follower of Jesus. He was trying to make the same point that we even heard from Moses in the Old Testament. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." In other words, the Christian is called to love God above everything else in the world. And is this not a picture of Rick's life? He loved the Lord above all things, and he did not chase after the things of this life. And so when the world turned on him, when death itself came for his dear Doris and then later on for him, he was able to look at the Christ who delivered him from his enemies and just sort of smile and give that soft chuckle that was so characteristic of Rick. He confessed with St. Paul, "For me to live is Christ, but to die is gain." A win-win. You see, Rick knew that his ultimate good was not found in this life or the stuff of this life. The foundation of his joy was and is today the Christ who died and rose again, that he would have eternal life. In our gospel reading for today, we get a picture of what this means in the ongoing life of the Christian. Jesus says, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus is that grain of wheat, and the fruit that he bore was the fruit of eternal life to all who believe, especially for men like Rick Shoemaker. But that's not quite the end of the story either. Jesus has more comfort to give to us. He says, whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. As we've already said, Rick loved his Lord. He loved to hear his word and receive his gifts. Wherever Jesus was, that's where Rick wanted to be. Because his Lord was at this altar with his body and blood, Rick would take the long walk up the aisle to eat and drink the forgiveness of sins. He often told me that he didn't want me to go back to him when he sat in the back because he wanted to come up here where Jesus was. And when he couldn't come, well, he joyfully received me into his home so that Jesus could be there with him too. In fact, one of the last times that I visited him, just a few weeks ago, there was a little bit of confusion over what time I was supposed to come. It was thought that my appointment with Rick conflicted with a doctor's appointment, and Dale was telling me just the other day that Rick wanted to change the doctor's appointment because Rick wanted to be where Jesus was. Rick followed where Christ went. And at last, now Rick has followed Christ into the grave, which again is not the end of the story, for Christ did not stay in his grave. As we have already confessed in the creed, Christ rose again on the third day, and all who believe in him will be raised and given eternal life. This was Rick's hope, and it is the hope of all who put their trust in Jesus, and all who trust in him will not be put to shame. Just as Christ called Lazarus from the tomb at the last day, Christ will call Rick from the grave in which we are about to lay him, so that Rick, raised in body and soul together, would follow Christ and be honored by the Father with eternal life forever. This is not because of works done by Rick in righteousness, but because Rick followed after Christ and trusted in him alone for his salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.